Okay, let's take a look at a study method for math called SQRQCQ, which is survey, question, read, question, compute, or construct, question. It's a six-step study strategy, and the strategy was modeled after the one we just looked at, SQ3R. This is especially for math. It assists students in reading and learning mathematics, and it particularly helps in solving word problems by putting the problem into a logical step-by-step process. It helps the students find out what is important in the word problem and focus on what the problem is asking, what information is needed, and what approach to use to solve the problem. So step one is to survey. You skim the problem to get a general idea or understanding of the nature of it. Two is to question. What's the problem about? What information does it require? You change the wording of a problem into a question or restate the problem. Three, you read the problem carefully. You can even read this out loud to yourself to identify the important information, facts, relationships, and details needed to solve the problem. Highlight anything that's important. Excuse me. Four is to question. Ask yourself what needs to be done to solve the problem. What operations need to be performed, what numbers, and what order. Five is to compute or construct. Do the computation to solve the problem or construct a solution by drawing a diagram, making a table, or setting up an equation. And then six is to question. Ask if the method of the solution seems to be correct and the answer reasonable. Ask yourself, were the calculations done correctly? Do the facts line up in the problem in a way that makes sense? Does the solution make sense? And are the units correct?